Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Well, spring is the time for many of us to get outside and start cleaning up. And we're in the middle of some of those thoughts about spring cleaning our marriages and relationships. And last week, as you remember, we started to throw out some old stuff that we held on to, and how that equated with getting rid of some of the stuff in our lives that we've been holding on to that are cluttering up our relationships as well. And if you missed that, feel free to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and feel free to download and listen to them there. Well, Bruce, what aspect of spring cleaning are we talking about today?
Well, Cap, one of the most favorite things, and I want to be sarcastic here, that we do at our house is to clean the windows. You know, all that dirt and grime from the winter and the spring pollen that begins to attach itself. And, you know, we've been looking out those windows for weeks, and everything looks great until it becomes evident how dirty they are as that new bright spring sun begins to shine in and reveal all those streaks. And then we have to head out now with the gear to clean them up.
And, Bruce, knowing you, I'm sure there is a sermon in there somewhere.
Well, you're right. And there are some great thoughts in that word picture. And the first is, there are things that cloud our vision. And even when we think things are looking good, they really aren't. There are things that keep us from seeing things clearly.
Well, how's that, Bruce?
Well, I think the first way that comes to my mind is related to gender. You know, Karen and I don't see eye to eye on a number of things because, quite frankly, she's a woman and I'm not. And we're hardwired to see things differently. God created us that way on purpose. And we need to learn how to see things from one another's perspective as husbands and wives. And, you know, she can see things about people and situations that I might miss and I'm totally ignorant of. And I can see things about projects and things that need to get done that she misses too. So when we learn how to see and talk together and see from one another's perspective, we get the whole picture a little bit better. But, you know, there's a more sinister issue than that and comes to clouding the way we see things. And that's, I always see things my way because, of course, it's the right way.
Of course.
You know, seldom wrong, never in doubt. That's for sure. You know, I don't want to see things from Karen's perspective or my kids' perspective because they possibly could not be seeing it right.
So what you're saying then is that our pride or our sin issues cloud mm-hmm. our perspectives in our relationships so that we don't see eye to eye with our spouse.
You got it. And, you know, there's another issue related to that sin issue that often clouds our relationships too.
And what's that?
Well, I'll give you a hint. It sounds like a long river in Egypt.
denial.
Denial. That's right. You know, and it's related to our pride. I can't face that I may be wrong and I'm shielding myself from my shortcomings or my failures. You know, my kids aren't acting out because I've not been actively involved in their lives. They're drinking too much red Kool-Aid and that red food coloring is getting to them and they're not getting enough sleep. And, you know, my wife isn't mad at me because she's, you know, because I've been ignoring her or not helping her. She's mad because she's working too hard and she's just got too much on her plate.
Well, Bruce, we call that rationalizing.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually has to do with blaming somebody or blaming something else rather than our own issues.
Yeah, it's a great insight, Cap. We blame everyone and everything else except ourselves, and we deny that we have any culpability, anything to do with the problem.
So what do we do?
Well, we need to go out and clean those windows and the way we see things and readjust our vision there. And we don't realize how much stuff we have hindering our vision until that sun of God's revelation comes through and shows it to us. So we need to ask the Lord to shine his truth into our windows.
And how do we do that?
Well, I think we do it through prayer. You know, painful as that might be, we need to ask the Lord to reveal these areas of pride in our lives that need to be dealt with. And we need to be listening to the Word of God so that we can know the truth. And I think we need to surround ourselves with other people, men and women who love us enough to tell us when we're not seeing things correctly, who won't let us get away with denial.
You know, Bruce, I'm thinking of that verse, I believe it's in Luke, don't try to take the splinter out of your brother's eye until you take the log out of your own.
Yeah, that's a great verse that Jesus shares with us. And we can easily substitute the word spouse or child for that word brother. And so we need to pray and confess our sins and ask the Lord to take out the log in our eyes first, my eyes first, so that we can see things the way that He, God, sees them. And then, of course, our spouse and our children might see them as well.
Well, thank you, Bruce. I'm sure that many of us will remember these thoughts as we go to clean those windows. And next week, we're going to attack the closets. But until then, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.
houseontherock.com.